Just before we go any further, those words that I just read, whose words are those? Timothy?
David's.
Yeah. And? Timothy?
The words of Jesus.
The words of the Lord Jesus. David's a prophet and spoke by prophecy, and those anticipated what Christ would do on the cross. Well, this morning then, I want to tell you about an event that took place in the village, in one of our schools. The event which teachers do not look forward to. What might that have been? We have teachers here this morning who will bear me out on this. Go on then, Timothy.
Ofsted came to call at the infant school.
Ofsted came to call this week at the infant school. We had the inspectors in. I know the teachers there and I know the school, and we've been waiting and waiting, knowing it was going to come. Well, it came this last week, Thursday and Friday. Well, we hope the inspection went well. What kinds of things do you think the inspectors are looking for? Stanley?
Quality of teaching.
Catherine?
Education, how the children learn, how the teachers are teaching.
How the children learn, how the teachers are teaching. Timothy?
How safe is the school? Are there any, like, dangers? Is there any unstable equipment?
Indeed, is the place safe to be in there? These are the things they're looking for. And they're asking questions, and they're looking around, looking here, and they're looking there. Now, when they inspect, do they say, right, this school has failed. It's not perfect. Does that happen? Why does that not happen? Stanley? Can't be perfect, can it? Even the best school, and we think well of our schools in our village here, even our best schools can't manage quite to be perfect. I mean, if they said, right, we've got 1,000 maths questions. We're going to ask every child. They've got to get every single one right. Who would welcome that amongst us? I'm looking at certain people here who love maths. You would think, oh, got to get everyone right. Oh, David's quite good on the maths there. You know, 1,000 questions. Well, even there, David might struggle with that. 1,000 right? Well, that's too many. Or you've got 100 pages of this complicated literature to read through. You've got to spot every spelling mistake. You've got to understand every single word. What? That's too much. We can't do. So if the inspectors came in and said, unless every child could do this, unless every child could do that, fail, 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 we'll close the place down. There would not be any schools left. Teachers would, they're never entering the profession. It's just hopeless. And children would think, ah, if we're expected to achieve that, what hope is there for us? But that is not what the inspectors really are firstly expecting to find or looking for. They're looking in the school at the children when they look at all the paperwork and they look through what's happened here in this year and what's happening. They're looking for something beginning with the letter P. From every single child. This they are looking for. From every single child, they're looking for something beginning with the letter P. This is a hint. Well, there was a hint, really, anyway. Probably confused you. What that to me?
Progress.
Progress. They're looking for progress. So you might not be a great mathematician, but has there been some progress? Is there some improvement? You may not be happiest at science or at English, yes, but are they making progress? And if the children are making progress, they look at the teachers and say, teachers, you're doing something right here. The children are making progress. Now, God is a great God, and he knows more than the Ofsted inspectors, and he's interested in more than schools or educated at home, wherever we are. He's interested in everything that we do. He's looking at everything there. Now, what are his standards? Unlike the Ofsted inspectors, what are his standards? What has he set? Anybody like to try on that one? Well, Timothy, then.
Perfection.
He does look for perfection. Is he expecting to find it in us? Is he expecting to find it? Perfection. Find that you never think a wrong thought. Never, ever do anything that is wrong, even slightly wrong. Does he find that in us, do you think? What do you think, Charlotte? Does he find that? No, he doesn't, does he? He finds that we fail and fail and fail again to live up to his high, high standards. Does that mean no hope? Does that mean no hope for us? Fail the inspection. Can't go to heaven. What do you think, Stanley? All right. What has he done to help imperfect people get to heaven? What's he done there? Timothy?
Sent Jesus.
He sent the Lord Jesus, who did live perfectly, 100%, who died for the imperfect, for those who fail in telling the truth or in loving or in not being selfish and all of these things we all fail in. He died for them. So, though we're all imperfect, we can pass the inspection if we've trusted in Jesus Christ, because he was perfect. And all of his 100%, across every subject you can imagine, he makes ours. As if we've done 100%, and 100% in how we speak, and 100% in what we do, and 100% in the things that we carry out, as though all that he has done, all his perfections, are given over to us. Now, if you become a Christian, does he now expect, right, I now, from here on, if you've believed in my son and received his forgiveness, perfection? No. We've been Christians, many of us here. You won't find perfection in us. But come back to my other P word. What is he looking for? Charlotte? Progress. If you have trusted in Christ, are you making progress? No, he looks at us every day, and we need to look at ourselves every day and ask ourselves, am I making progress? I can't be perfect because I'm a sinner. Jesus Christ was perfect. He's answered for me on all of those issues there. Yes, but am I making progress? Do I love other people a bit more? Do I love God a bit more? Do I love the Bible more? Do I love prayer more? If I look over the years, over the months, am I making progress? Well, I hope that our local school here, after its inspection, making progress. All the children are making progress. But I hope you're making progress too, and growing in the most important things of all, the knowledge of Christ. So may he bless us and encourage us to go on. I trust we are. Go on making progress.